homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, homage to His Holiness Gyalwe Nyugur Rinpoche. Everybody raise bodhicitta to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. May they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. To sacred bodhicitta, the precious and excellent mind, where it is not, may it arise. Where it is, may it never decline, consistently growing, rising higher and higher. Now we've been discussing precious human life, and it's really beneficial to realize, to understand, and to realize that we have this great treasure. This human life has come about through great merit in the past, and it's really like a precious jewel. And even rarer than this is that we also encounter the Dharma and that we practice the Dharma. A jewel is of great value. However, we can do what we want with this jewel. We can make it valuable, use it to do beneficial things, use it to create value, or we can just throw it in the rubbish bin, bury it somewhere. There's so many different options. It's like a ship. And if we have the ship, we can cross from one shore to the other shore, cross from being in the suffering of samsara, cross the ocean of the suffering of samsara to the other side, to the shores of enlightenment. We can also just choose to cruise through life. Alternatively, we can do many, many negative things and create great negative karma with this human life. So it really depends on how we want to use this human life. And of course, we all have very different ideas of what is meaningful and how best to use this life. For some people, it might be a life of great leisure, of great joy. For some people, they might choose a life of hardship, great endeavors. For other people, it might be really to work hard and to achieve a lot of wealth. It can be used for many, or the purpose, or the intention, or the belief and understanding of what life should be about and how to go about it and how to use it, how to live it, can be so vast and so different. And we can really ask ourselves, what do we want to do with this life? What choices are we going to make? And what is that going to lead to? What kind of karmic seeds are we going to plant? We can also ask ourselves, well, what do we think is most meaningful to do with our life? And what will that lead to? What type of experiences will we have? And what type of karmic seeds are we going to plant as well? And the choices we make may increase our negativity, make our karmic seeds and our negative habits much stronger. And as a result, we experience more suffering in the future. We can also use it to reduce these afflictive emotions of ours, transform this mind of ours, increase our bodhicitta, our love and kindness and compassion and joy towards others. Our mind can become more vast and more free and more open, a lot more accommodating. It's also good to contemplate and think about, if this is the case, how do we use this life beneficially? And also to realize that this life will be very easily lost. And these are included in impermanence, so we'll deal with this in impermanence. We have this precious human life. However, in having it, the reality is, day by day, our life is getting shorter. and the past has gone by like a dream. What we did yesterday, if we didn't use the time well, that time is gone. We can't take it back. If we consider what is most meaningful in terms of Buddhism, most meaningful is to transform our mind, to reduce our negativity and to increase doing positive deeds and to get to know, to realize our true nature of mind. So one really is to transform ourselves and the other is to benefit others. And from these teachings on the precious human life, we really start to understand and hopefully start to appreciate our human life. Without thinking in terms of Buddhism, already we can appreciate, use our life well, live a life more in gratitude, in appreciation, in joy, with kindness. Therefore, it's very important to realize that it is precious. Realizing it's precious is going to help us to then live in this way. And of course, to add to that, to practice in terms of Buddhism, to really use this life meaningfully for the benefit of others and to transform ourselves. And when we're meditating, we can also use this to help encourage us to increase our enthusiasm, to maintain enthusiasm. When we're meditating, if we find that our meditation is getting a little bit stale, we can stop meditating for a while and contemplate. I've got this precious human life. What is going to be most meaningful? Let me use this life well. And that again will give us energy and motivation and enthusiasm to continue practicing and to transform ourselves and to benefit others. Every day that we wake up, that we have this precious human life, we have choices, we have opportunities. We have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring. What we do have is today, and what is important is what we do with our life today. And if we really appreciate and understand how precious our life is, so too will we appreciate and understand how precious every life is. And also great compassion will arise in us when we see other people wasting their precious human life. Let's dedicate the merits. By this merit, may all obtain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. May all be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. Sonam deye tamcha tsepali, tobnye nyepe dranang khajejang, geka nachil balang trupai, zibi tsoli troa troa shu.